welcome to a Thursday night edition of Area High School Basketball. It's 6 o'clock, 45 degrees, and tonight's game featuring Atlanta at Schuyler County is brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors, Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. And now, let's take you down to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's broadcast with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Welcome everybody to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's court warming tonight, and we have the JV boys two quarters before the start of this ball game. This crowd is revved up as the Atlanta Hornets and the Schuyler County Lions go head-to-head. The first game, of course, the girls' game. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, Atlanta. It'll be Maddie Pinkston, a senior. Kylie Majors, a junior. Sylvie Christensen, a sophomore. Islam Baker, a junior. And Amy Young, a junior. Maddie Pinkston, Kaylee Majors, Sylvie Christensen, Islam Baker, and Amy Young. And the Lady Hornets, 8-7, and coached by Jason White. For Schuyler County, it'll be McKinley Ashland, a senior. Traylon Wilson, a senior. Kate Hatfield, a junior. Sydney Ashland, a sophomore. And I've got to wait to see if Traylon Wilson, I think I said her. Yes, I did. Kelly Roberts hurt a hand at Tuesday night at North Shelby, and I've got to see who that fifth starter is going to be. And I'm about to find out. So there's... I'm missing somebody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's Sydney Ashman, McKinley Ashman, Kate Hatfield, J.C. Morris, and Traylon Wilson. Don't know who I left off. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's Sydney, that kid McKinley, Traylon, Kate Hatfield, J.C. Morris. Okay, J.C. Morris is the one. So anyway, that's all said and done. We're set to play basketball from Schuyler County, our own high school. As it'll be J.C. Morris to jump center. And as soon as she turns around, I can't see her number. Ball is up. Tip is controlled. Well, J.C. Morris got the tip. It goes out of bounds. And they say it was touched by Atlanta. Nope, wasn't touched by Atlanta. So it's going to be Atlanta basketball. As usually full court pressure tonight, just going to go half court man-to-man. As across the timeline comes Islam Baker. Baker gets it back out to Majors on the right wing. In the right corner to Christensen. Gets it back out to Baker at the top of the key. Now Pinkston walked with it on the left wing. She was guarded by Sydney Ashland. So Sydney Ashman with the basketball. A little pressure in the backcourt by Atlanta. Bounce pass across to McKinley Ashman. Inside to Traylon Wilson to Kate Hatfield. Puts it out and got it. 2 points for Kate Hatfield. Now pressure by Schuyler County. In the backcourt. In a double team. Ball was just stripped away by McKinley Ashman. She gets it to Sydney. And Sydney tried to put up a shot and do the foul. The foul's going to be on number 5, which would be Kylie Majors. So Majors picks up her first foul. Sydney Ashman in the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, got it. First point for Sydney Ashman. McKinley Ashman needs 7 points to join the 1,000-point club. And I'll keep you apprised of that as we go along. Next shot up, got them both. 4-0. Got it with the lead. Pressure by Schuyler County. As Kylie Majors gets the ball ahead to Amy Young. Young puts a shot up over Hatfield, blocked by Hatfield. This ball was touched before it went out of bounds by Amy Young, so it'll be Schuyler basketball. As J.C. Morris gets it in to Sydney Ashman, across to Kate Hatfield. Underneath it goes to McKinley Ashman, missed the shot. And out with the rebound comes Christensen. Christensen to Young. Young gives it to Baker on the deep right wing, guarded by Sydney Ashland. Kicks it out to Pinkston. Pinkston get the ball back inside to Majors. Majors cut off on the right baseline. Now Christensen across the dotted line, kicks it back out to Baker. Baker gives the ball to Majors, and Majors had it stolen away by Morris. Gets it ahead to Hatfield. Now Morris across the timeline. Ashland gets it in. That's Sidney. Gets it in to McKinley. Puts it up and got it. And now Atlanta wants a timeout. 6:24 left to play in the first quarter. It's Connor County 6, Atlanta nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County Irwin High School. Praise you by the Lady Rams. Inbounds pass comes to Majors. Majors gets it ahead to Baker. Baker stood out of bounds off of McKinley Ashland, so it'll be Atlanta basketball out of bounds on the far sideline as Edgelin Baker will inbound. Gets in the backcourt to Pinkston. Back to Baker on the right wing. Baker guarded by Traylon Wilson. As now, pass thrown away by Christensen by McKinley Ashelman. Gives the ball to Sidney. Sidney Ashelman across the timeline. Hatfield at high post. Now three-pointer by Morris out of the right corner. No good. Off the rebound, Kylie Majors. As Majors will bring the ball across the timeline. Put up a shot blocked by Sidney Ashelman. And the loose ball goes out of bounds and last touch by Amy Young. So again, Tracier by Atlanta. Morris will inbound to Sidney Ashelman to Kate Hatfield to McKinley. McKinley puts the shot up, falls down, missed the shot. No call. It. Majors off the rebound. Gives the ball to Baker. Long three on the way, partially blocked by Sidney Ashelman. Now a shot's put up by Pinkston. It goes down, and Atlanta's on the board. 6-2. Scott over the lead in the basketball. Sidney Ashelman, Traylon Wilson on the left side of the circle. It goes to Hatfield inside Ashelman. That's McKinley. Puts it up and in. And now, on the inbound play, Atlanta had trouble getting it in. It goes back to Connor County. As in comes Ashland Laws and Raina Small for Scottsdale County. So J.C. Morris will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it to Sidney Ashland on the left wing inside the Hatfield. Now Sidney Ashland gets it down dotted line. Raina Small, 15-footer, no good. And fight for the rebound. Ashland Laws has it, and she's tied up by Kylie Majors. And alternating possession, stays with Schuyler County. As Kylie Stahl checks in for the Lady Hornets. Dotted line, it comes to Hatfield. Rain is small. Bad pass, tried to find Laws. Didn't throw it high enough. Now a long pass down the floor to Majors. Majors gives the ball to Christensen along the left baseline. Pass underneath to Stahl. Put up a shot, missed it, but due to the foul. As the foul is going to be on Ashland Laws. So Ashland Laws picks up her first foul. And Kaylee Stahl at the line to shoot two shots. Her shot up and no good. Just would not go down. 4:52 left to play in the first quarter. 8-2, Scottsdale County with the lead. As next shot up, off left is short. And J.C. Morris off of the rebound. Morris gets the ball inside, tried to get it to Sidney Ashelman, lost it. Now it's a 3-on-2 Atlanta break. Shots up, no good. Rebound, put back up. That was Kaylee Majors, missed it, and she drew the foul, and the second foul is going to be on Ashelman Laws. So Laws, well, check that. It's going to be on Raina Small. So Small picks up her first foul. As Major's first shot up, got it. First point for Kylie Majors, and it's 8-3. The scoreboard was wrong. Now she tries to make it 4, left it short. And that was a rebound. Sidney Ashman lost it. Goes out of bounds and last touched by Atlanta. So it'll be Scottle basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Morris will inbound to Sidney Ashman. Sidney gets the ball across to Raina Small. Now Sidney at the top of the key. Morris drives the baseline, gets it underneath to Laws. Puts up the shot, missed it to do the foul. So the foul's going to be on Christensen, I think. Sylvie Christensen picks up her first foul. Ashland Laws at the line to shoot a pair. First one's up. Pinballs in and out, no good. 4:27 left to play in the first quarter as Ashland Laws looking for her first points of the ball game. Shots up and got it. 1 point for Ashland Laws. It's 9-3. Pressure by Schuyler County and a whistle and a foul as Baker had the ball. And it may be on J.C. Morris, and it will be. So J.C. Morris picks up the foul. That's her first. Third team foul against Schuyler County. Inbound pass comes to Christensen. Gets it to Pinkston. Pinkston makes a bad pass across the timeline. The Majors off her hands, goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler County basketball. So again, pressure by Atlanta. Morris gets it in to Sidney Ashland. Back to Morris. Morris back to Ashland across the timeline. To Laws, gives it to Hatfield. Coming down the paint, puts it off. Glass got it. It counts, and she fouls. And the foul's going to be on Kaylee Stahl. That's 4 points for Kate Hatfield. As McKinley Ashland will check back in, J.C. Morris will set down. So Kate Hatfield will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. She has four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, didn't get it. But Raina Small had the rebound. Now she ties up. Christensen had it. And all the lady possession comes back. I think it. Lana will have it on alternating possession. Kate Hatfield checks out as Kyra Cullors checks in. Now bad pass right to Cullors. Gets across the timeline to Sidney Ashman. The rain is small. Now McKinley top of the key. Kyra Cullors on the left baseline. Inside the Laws. Laws almost lost it. Saved the inbound right to Baker. Here comes Atlanta. As Baker pulls up top of the key. Gives the ball to Pinkston on the left wing. To the right wing to Christensen. Now Majors back on the left wing inside the arc. Cut off on the baseline. And she walks with it. Nice defense by Raina Small and Ashland Laws. Tyler Keeter checks in for Atlanta. And coming out was Maddie Pinkston. So pass underneath the basket to Cullors. Puts a shot up, missed the first one, got the second one. Tyra Cullors with 2 points. Now bad pass the only way by Sidney Ashman. Puts it up, no good. McKinley gets the rebound, tries to put it back. She is fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot a pair. The foul is going to be on Kylie Majors, and that's her second. So two fouls on Majors as Young gets set to check in, and Bailey Watson set to check in for the Lady Hornets. As Ashman's free throw up, no good. Pinball's in and out. So Amy Young checks back in, and Bailey Watson checks in. 3:18 left to play in the first quarter. 13-3, Scott over the lead as Ashman with four, looking for five. Shots up, missed them both, and Young comes off with the rebound. Young gets the ball ahead to Teeter. Teeter gives it to Watson, and Watson on the sideline. So it comes back to Schuyler County on the turnover. McKinley Ashman will inbound to Raina Small. As Small will bring it across the timeline. 2-1-2 zone by Atlanta. Wilson back in the ball game now. Raina Small brings it to the right wing and just literally dribbled it out of bounds. Lost a little control of it. So we traded turnovers. Young gets the ball back into Christensen. Gestahl on the deep right wing. Gets it back out to Watson. On the deep right wing. Now Christensen inside the arc on the left wing. Gestahl on the left wing. Gets the ball to Watson. Watson gives the ball back to Christensen. Christensen tried to get inside to Young. Now it's loose on the floor. Ashman had a hold of it. They call it jump ball. Holding immunization back to Scottish County. So Ashland Laws and Wayne Small both check out. As J.C. Morris checks back in, Madison Haley will check in. Morris gives the ball to Wilson. Now Morris has it inside the arc on the right wing to Haley. Inside, it goes to McKinley Ashland. 6 points for McKinley. She has 999 points. Now bad pass and knocked away and picked up by Traylon Wilson. As Wilson takes it inside the arc on the right wing to Morris between the two circles. Morris back to Wilson. Now McKinley Ashman bounce pass underneath the colors. Off glass, missed it. And the rebound is they're going to call the jump ball. As Haley ties up Watson in alternating possession. Stays, comes back to Atlanta. Stahl will check out. And Cammy West will check in. Also checking back in is Kylie Majors. Pressure by Schuyler County. Inbounds pass. Comes to Atlanta. They break the press. Now Majors trying to put up a shot blocked by McKinley Ashman to Christensen. They try to get it inside to Cammy West and knocked out of bounds by Kyra Colors. So it'll be Atlanta inbound. Underneath their own basket, Watson will try to get the ball in to Cammy West and whistle at a foul. The foul's going to be on McKinley Ashman. So Ashman picks up her first foul, 14 foul against Connor County. Watson looks for somebody, gets it out to West on the left wing. Now Watson on the left wing. Watson brings the ball out between the two circles. Cammy Wells, the Christensen. Now they get the ball inside the Majors out of a triple team. Puts up the shot, missed it, but do another foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Haley. So Madison Haley picks up her first foul. 15 foul against Schuyler County. Still 1:35 left to play in the first quarter. First shot up, got it. We're tight. Kaylee Majors with 2 points, looking for three. 15-4, Schuyler County with the lead. Next shot by Majors up, no good. And McKinley Ashman off the rebound. Ashman across the timeline and walked with it. So Sydney Ashman will check in. Who's going to sit down? Kyra Colors will sit down. Watson gets the ball in to Christensen. Christensen across the timeline, picked up by Sydney Ashman. Gives the ball to Watson around the top of the key. She put up a 15-footer and got it. Haley Watson with 2 points. 15-6 as Sydney Ashman gets it to Morris. Morris underneath to McKinley. Puts it up, and there's 1,000 points. Everybody in the gym knew that she needed 6. She has 8. On the student section, sign that says 1,000. Here comes the boys' team out with balloons that say 1,000. As everybody is on their feet. So 1,001 points for McKinley Ashman. Yeah, that's the end of the gym. Gold balloons that says a 1, a 0, a 0, and a 0. So congratulations, McKinley Ashman. She'll be at the line to try to complete the 3-point play. She has 8, looking for 9. So now we got as Ashman's shot's up, got it. 9 points for McKinley Ashman. Placed by Schuyler County. Major gets the ball across the timeline to Teeter. And Teeter walked with it. So it'll be Schuyler County basketball with 1:03 left to play in the first quarter. 18-6, Lady Rams on top with the basketball. Sydney Ashman with the basketball will Placed in the backcourt by Majors. The Sidney splits a double team. Gets it underneath to a wide open Kate Hatfield. Puts it up and in. 6 points for Hatfield. Now Watson in the backcourt. Gets the ball to Christensen across the timeline. It goes to Teeter. Teeter back to Watson on the right wing. Watson looks for somebody. Now tried to pull it underneath and she threw it right to McKinley Ashman. McKinley gets it to Christensen. Puts his shot up. It goes down. It counts and she's fouled. The foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. That's her first. First points for Sylvie Christensen. Makes it 20-8. She's at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Shots up. No good. And Morris off of the rebound. As Morris fans back out in the corner, gets it inside to Ashman. Off glass. No good. And off the rebound comes Bailey Watson. As Watson will bring it across the timeline to 12 seconds. Tried to put up a three. It was blocked. Sydney Ashman gets it ahead to McKinley. Off glass, got it. 11 points, McKinley Ashman. And that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Scott County 22, Atlanta 8. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I need to be able to work from anywhere. So I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Inker toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2, in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. So we start the second quarter. Schuyler County with the lead and the basketball. McKinley Ashman gets it to Sydney. Gets it underneath to Hatfield. Hatfield puts it off glass. Got it. 8 points for Kate Hatfield. Now, bad pass, and it's actually saved in bounds by Christensen. She's in a double team. Whistle and a foul. And a foul maybe on... Well, going to be on Traylon Wilson. That's her first. As in the ball game comes Shelby Stahl, and out will come Kaylee Stahl for Atlanta. At the line, Sylvie Christensen. Her shot up and no good. Kate Hatfield with the rebound. The Sydney Ashman. Sydney takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 4 points, Sydney Ashman, 26-8, placed by Schuyler County. As with the basketball, Sydney Ashman just stole it away from Majors. Now they get it inside to Morris, puts it up, got it. And now, I think Majors maybe got an elbow or a hand in the face. She's going to have to sit down and Kaylee Stahl will check back in. So, again, pressure by Schuyler County. Inbounding will be Pinkston. Pinkston gets the ball ahead to Baker. Baker lost a handle on it. She's tied up by Kate Hatfield. Alternating possession stays with Atlanta. 28-8. Schuyler with the lead as Pinkston will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Baker. Back to Pinkston across the timeline in a double team. Had the ball stolen away by Sydney Ashman. Sydney to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 6 points for Sydney Ashman. And now Atlanta wants a timeout. 6:59 left to play in the first half. It's Schuyler County 30, Atlanta 8, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring.
For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you enjoying that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
6:59 left to play in the first half. Schuyler County 30, Atlanta 8, and Atlanta will have the basketball as Pinkston will inbound to Stahl to Baker. Baker is in and out of a double team. Gets it across the timeline to Christensen. Now Baker almost lost it. Gives it to Pinkston. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound comes out to Baker on the right baseline. To Christensen in the right corner. Inside to Pinkston. Puts up Stahl. Puts up the shot, no good. And the foul's going to be against Schuyler County, and Shelby Stahl will go to the line. The foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. That's her second. Shelby Stahl will be at the line. Looking for her first point. Shot's up. Got it. 1 point for Shelby Stahl. As Kate Hatfield will check out. Ashlyn Laws will check in for Schuyler County. Shelby Stahl with one, looking for two. Shot's up. No good. And got her own rebound. Put it up. Missed it. And off the rebound, McKinley Eichelman. McKinley gets it ahead to Wilson in the left corner. Back to McKinley. Terrain is small. Little 10-footer. Got it. 2 points for Raina Small. 32-9 as Atlanta with the basketball. Christensen takes it down the left corner. Kicks it back out to Pinkston. Underneath the Stahl. But the shot hits the side of the backboard. Wilson comes off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Taylor Stahl, and that's her second. Kyra Cullors will check in. Then McKinley Eichelman will check out. So Sydney Eichelman will bring the ball across the timeline. To Small on the right wing to Sydney. Now Wilson left wing to Sydney. Free throw line, 15-footer, got it. 8 points for Sydney Eichelman, and it's 34-9. As with the basketball, Baker just across the timeline. Gives it to Stahl on the left wing, inside the arc on the right wing. Shots put off glass pipe, and it's good by Sydney Christensen. 4 points for Christensen. Wilson on the left wing. Eichelman top of the key, Small on the right wing. Now they tried to get it to Laws. Bad pass. Ashland wasn't looking for it, and it's taken away by Atlanta as Pinkston has it between the two circles inside the Stahl. Over Colors puts the shot up, no good. Rebound kicked around. Out with it comes Baker. Baker's shot's on the way, no good. Raina Small with the rebound. Small will get it ahead to Wilson. Wilson inside to Laws. Off glass, got it. 3 points for Ashland. Laws gives the assist to Wilson. Pressure again by Schuyler County. Baker to Christensen. Now Pinkston on the left wing. Inside the Stahl. Off glass. Missed it. Sydney Ashland off the rebound. A jump ball. All the negative possession. Saved with Schuyler County. So now Sydney Ashland will check out. Also Wilson checks out. J.C. Morris will inbound. Kyra Cullors in and Madison Haley in. Morris. Gives the ball to Small on the left, right wing. Bounce fast back to Morris. Morris gives the Colors on the left wing. As Colors bounce pass inside, intends for Laws. Laws couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Stahl. To Amy Young. Young takes it to the house, lays it up. No good. Got her own rebound. Tried it again. No good. And a whistle and a foul. Foul against Schuyler County. Going to call it on Kyra Cullors. So Kyra Cullors will pick up the foul. That's a 19 foul against Schuyler County. Still 4:17 left to play in the first half. First shot up, no good. And Stahl comes off with the rebound. And loose on the floor, picked up by Raina Small. To Morris. Morris went down into the paint, tried to get the ball to Law, kicks it out of bounds. And now Scotland County wants a timeout. 4:08 left to play in the first half. Scotland County 36 and Atlanta 11. And now Thomas Kirkland. And his girl set down. He's just standing back and letting the girls have a chat among themselves. J.C. Morris looks like she's the one doing the talking. Now Thomas Kirkland gets into the huddle. Even though it's 36-11, the bad passes, I don't think he's real happy over the bad passes. So kind of stalled a little bit when they jumped out to a big lead on Tuesday night over North Shelby. Seemed like they laid back just a little bit and had maybe a bad quarter. Then all of a sudden they came back in tune. That may be why the timeout by Scotland County. So Amy Young will inbound for Atlanta. Gets the ball in the majors ahead to Christensen. Christensen guarded by Small, bunches across the timeline to the left wing. Now Stahl tried to give it back to Majors. And that was Kate Farmer, rather. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Atlanta basketball. Out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. As Christensen to Majors. Majors brings it to the right wing. He gets it down in the right corner to Christensen to the right side of the circle. Now with the basketball with Farmer. Farmer gets it down, tried to get it to Majors in the right corner, knocked out of bounds by Morris. As Kate Hatfield will check back in, Kyra Cullors will check out. And it'll be Amy Young's inbound for the Lady Hornets. On the far sideline to Christensen, and she'll bring it out between the two circles, guarded by Raina Small. Around the top of the key she goes, hands the ball off to Majors, and Majors walked with it. Oh, no, an illegal screen set by Amy Young, and that's her first. So 3:30 left to play in the first half. 36-11, Scotto with the lead, and the ball as Small as it at the top of the key. Now Morris gives it to gives to Haley and knocked out of bounds. So they got a basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. J.C. Morris will trigger as Morris with the basketball. Get the ball back out to Haley. Back to Morris. 15-footer out off the right baseline. No good. Kate Hatfield, the rebound. Puts it back up and in. 10 points for Kate Hatfield. Pressure again by Scotland County. Inbounds pass to Young. Young gets the ball back to Majors. Majors running 10-footer off glass. No good. Gets her own rebound over Hatfield. Puts it back up and in. 4 points for Kaylee Majors. Now they give it right back to Hatfield. In the right corner to Morris. Raina Small for three. Bullseye. 5 points for Raina Small. Amy Young in the backcourt. Guarded by Haley. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Haley. So Madison Haley picks up her second personal foul. As Baker checks back in. And Amy Young will set down. No, that's Shelby. Stahl checks, sets down. Amy Young will be at the line looking for her first points. First shot up, no good. As Bailey Watson waiting to check in, she'll check in for Amy Young. 2:36 left to play in the first half. Next shot up, no good. And Sydney Ashton went off the rebound. Sydney kicks it off to Haley off the baseline. Shots up, no good. And Morris runs down the rebound, gets it back to Sydney Ashland. Now Haley, the dotted line out to Sydney. Morris for three, on the way, no good. Kate Hatfield, the rebound, puts it up and got it. 12 points for Kate Hatfield. Amy Young down the far sideline, pulls up on the right wing, gets it inside the Majors in a triple team, puts a shot up, missed it, lets you do a foul. And let's see who the foul's going to be on. It'll be on Haley. That's her third. So Madison Haley picked up her third personal foul. And Kaylee Majors, four, looking for five shots up, missed it. Back in the ballgame for Atlanta, Bailey Watson. Also Traylon Wilson and McKinley Ashton would check in. Laws and Haley both check out. So Majors' second free throw, got it. 5 points for Kaylee Majors. It's 43-14. Skyler with the lead in basketball. Sydney Ashland in the right wing. Now Morse for three. No good. The rebound comes off to Kate Hatfield. Puts it up. Missed it, but kept the rebound alive. Loose on the floor. And a jump ball on the possession comes back to Atlanta. As Bailey will inbound. Pressure again by Schuyler County. Gets it to Baker. Baker almost tied up by Sydney Ashton, but they're going to call a foul on Sydney. So first foul on Sydney Ashton. We'll walk the other way. That's 10 team fouls. So to the line will go Islam Baker, and she'll shoot two. She's looking for her first points of the ball game. 1:43 left to play in the half. First shot up. It's no good. 43-14. Schuyler County with the lead. 1:43 left to play in the first half. Baker's shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Kate Hatfield comes away with it. To Sydney Ashman. As Sydney gets it ahead to Morris. Morris will take it to the house. Lace it up and got it. 4 points for J.C. Morris. And now he bounced fast all the way by Hatfield. Puts it up. Got it. It counts. She's fouled. 14 points for Kate Hatfield. Well, I'll have to wait to see who the foul's going to be on Bailey Watson. That's her first. So Kate Hatfield, 14, looking for 15. Just up, got it. 15 points for Kate Hatfield. Again, pressure by Schuyler. Baker in the backcourt for Atlanta. Baker brings it across the timeline, finds Watson between the two circles. As Watson to the left side of the circle, fans back out to the left wing. Bounce past him. Down it goes to Cammie West, and she walked with it. So it comes back to Schuyler County. Sydney Ashman will bring it across the timeline, and she walked with it. And in front of everybody, nobody around her. She took two full steps, and she knew it. So Watson on the near sideline will inbound to Majors. As Majors will bring it across the timeline to the right wing, kicks it back out to Baker between the two circles. Now West in the right corner to Baker. Now pops Majors. Majors to Baker. Baker put up a three, partially blocked, and Majors got the rebound. And she had it blocked by J.C. Morris. Now Ashman tried to find Wilson under the basket. Wilson couldn't hang on to the bounce pass. So Baker against Frazier. Gets the ball into Bailey. Bailey across the timeline, guarded by McKinley Ashland. Gets the ball out to Farmer. Farmer along the timeline to Baker. As Baker, left side of the circle, gives the ball to West on the right side of the circle. Almost lost it to the top of the key. Now looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Baker in the center circle. Baker to the right wing. Now give it a go. Try to get it back to Baker. Stolen away by Sydney Ashman. Sydney sees an opening. Running five-footer. Got it. 10 points for Sydney Ashman. As Baker down the far sideline. And after the first half, wouldn't the score? Schuyler County 50, Atlanta 14. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Saturday. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight under overcast skies. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 35. Snow likely tomorrow night, 23. Cloudy, 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 39.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Ireland High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and it's all Schuyler County. Schuyler County leading Atlanta 50-14. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Sydney Ashman with 10 points. McKinley Ashman with 11 as she eclipsed the 1,000-point mark in the first half for her career. Ashland Laws with 3. Wayne Small with 5. Casey Morris with 4. Kyra Cullors with 2, and Kate Hatfield with 15. For Atlanta, Maddie Pinkston with 2 points, Bailey Watson with 2, Connie Majors with 5 points, Sylvie Christensen with 4, and Shelby Stahl with 1. Scores go like this. Schuyler County led 22-8 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Atlanta 28-6 in the second quarter. Lead here at halftime, 50-14. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
This year, make a New Year's resolution to enjoy life a little more with the brand new Polaris Ranger XP1000. Get work done more easily. Hit the hunting trails or throw hay in the back to feed the animals. Stop into Slayton Polaris 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B, and get yours reserved. And get it as soon as it's made from the factory and take advantage of the holiday New Year sales event. Or Google Slayton Polaris and call them today. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Nerds! Dreaming of a change of pace? Let NerdWallet help you compare your way from here to there. Compare investing accounts to expand your portfolio and your horizons. Then, use NerdWallet to compare mortgage rates for a home with peace and quiet built in. Compare your way there. Find the smartest financial products for you on NerdWallet. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539. NerdWallet is not an investment advisor nor an investment broker. Information is for educational purposes only.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Iowa High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and it's all Schuyler County as Lady Rams lead the Lady Hornets 50-14. Coming up next week, it's all North Shelby tournament time as we cover Schuyler, Scotland, and Knox County at the North Shelby tournament. And starting Monday night, it's all boys Monday, all girls Tuesday, all boys Wednesday, all girls Thursday, then the trophy game on Friday and Saturday. As we'll start Monday night with two boys games, starting at 6 o'clock, Knox County will play Schuyler County. That's a 4-5 game. And at 7:30, it'll be a 3-6 game. South Shelby and Scotland County will have both those for you on KMEN. And then on Wednesday night, we'll have three girls games for you starting at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, it's a 1-8 ball game. The number one seed, South Shelby Lady Birds, will play number 8 Knox County. Then at 7:30, at 3-6 game, Schuyler County, the 3 seed, will play number 6 La Plata. Then rounding things out on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, it's a 2-7 game. Scotland County will play North Shelby. That's Monday and Tuesday of the North Shelby tournament. Take a look at the seedings on the girls' side. It's going to be a tough, tough girls' bracket as the number one seed went to the South Shelby Ladybirds. Number 2, Scotland County. Number 3, Schuyler County. And the 4th seed, Cairo. 5th seed, Marion County. 6th seed, La Plata. Number 7, North Shelby. And number 8, Knox County. On the boys' side, number 1 seed went to Cairo. As number 2, North Shelby. Number 3, South Shelby. Number 4, Knox County. Number 5, Schuyler County. Number 6, Scotland County. Number 7, Marion County, and number 8, La Plata. That's the seeding for the North Shelby tournament, and that will be all next week right here on KMEM. 50-14. Now, before we take a break, Schuyler County schools will let out early tomorrow due to the pending weather forecast at 1:15. So Schuyler County will let school out tomorrow at 1:15. Now, 50-14, Schuyler with the lead. I'll be back for the second half of the moment. This is KME in the sport.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
In America, the zip code you're born into can determine your future. If this baby was born a couple miles away, his chances of dropping out of school skyrocket. Born 5 miles farther, his chances of experiencing violent crime rise. But just one town over, his chances at a healthier life improve. At the Y, our programs help all kids thrive, no matter where they're from. Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Iowa High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Lady Ram Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. As we start the second half, Schuyler County leading 50-14. We'll have the basketball. J.C. Morris will inbound to Sydney Ashelman. As Ashelman will walk the ball across the timeline around a pick set by Wilson. Morris out of the left corner for 3. No good. And off the rebound comes Majors. Majors had the ball slapped out of her hands by Wilson, picked up by Sydney Ashelman. Ahead it goes to Morris. Gives it to Kate Hatfield right in front of the basket. Picks it up and in. Gives the assist to Morris. 17 for Kate Hatfield. Skyler County backs off the press. They still go man-to-man as Christensen down in the left corner. Tried to get it inside the Majors. Ball slapped out of bounds by J.C. Morris. So it'll be Pinkston to inbound underneath their own basket. Gets the ball out to Baker on the deep right wing. Now Christensen between the two circles to Baker. Well, that's Majors with her to Pinkston. Now Baker has it on the right wing. At the free throw line, it goes to Majors. Majors puts up the shot, missed it. Young gets it, puts it back up and got it. Amy Young, when the right place at the right time, she has two. As Morris across the timeline, just to Eichelman off the baseline, got it from 15. 13 points, McKinley Eichelman. 54-16 as Young has it on the right wing beyond the arc, guarded by Hatfield. Bad pass stolen away by McKinley Eichelman. Then she hit by Young, lost the ball, picked up by Atlanta. Now Young's going to take it right to Kate Hatfield, puts up a shot, blocked by Hatfield. Ahead it goes to Wilson. Wilson gives the ball to Sydney Ashman. Now Morris stops, pops from 10 off the baseline. No good. And Pinkston off the rebound. Gets the ball ahead to Christensen. Christensen puts the shot up. Blocked by Ashman, but to call McKinley for a foul. That's her second. And Sylvie Christensen will be at the line to shoot a pair. She has four, looking for five. Isaac fires it and got it. 5 points for Sylvie Christensen. That's Christensen. Next shot up, missed it. And Eichelman off the rebound. That's McKinley, gets it to Sydney. Now Wilson in the right corner, inside to Sydney Eichelman, tried to get it to Morris, and the ball slapped out of bounds, hit the official in the face. And he's all right, but it's last touch by Schuyler County. So Pinkston inbounds to Baker. It's Baker. Will bring across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Pinkston between the two circles to Young at the dotted line. Now to the block. Put up the shot. Blocked by Hatfield, but too much body. And Kate Hatfield just picked up her third personal foul. So Amy Young will go to the line. She'll shoot a pair. She has two looking for three. Shots up. Got it. 3 points for Amy Young. Now, Kate Hatfield will check out. Ashlyn Laws will check in. So, Young with three, looking for four. Shot up, missed it. And McKinley Ashlyn off the rebound to Morris. As J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline to Sydney Ashlyn. Now, Wilson gets it to Morris, left side of the circle. Morris cut off on the left baseline. Fans out to the left corner. Sydney Ashman gets it inside the Laws, kicks it back out to Wilson for three on the way. No good. But Wilson is fouled by Christensen, and Wilson will go to the line and shoot three. So the foul is going to be on Christensen. That's her second. First one by Traylon Wilson is up. Got it. First point of the night for Traylon Wilson. One for one. Next shot on the way. Got the second one. Two for two for Traylon Wilson. 56-18. Schuyler County with the lead. 5:30 left to play in the third quarter. That's Wilson's third one. And in and out, no good. Amy Young with the rebound. To Baker. Gives it Christensen at the top of the key. Now Baker on the right wing. Now Major on the right wing. Christensen across the dotted line, puts up the shot, missed it, and Ashton Laws off the rebound to J.C. Morris. Morris gives it to Sydney Ashton. Back to Morris, takes it right to the paint, puts up the shot, missed it, and drew the foul. So Morris will go to the line to shoot a pair. And the foul is going to be on Amy Young. That's her second. So J.C. Morris will be at the line. She has four, looking for five. Shots up, missed it. So now Madison Haley will check in. McHenry Ashmore checks out. Young checks out. And in the ball game comes Cammy West for Atlanta. As Moore's second free throw up, got it. 5 points for J.C. Morris. So Morris checks out. Raina Small checks in for Scott County. Christensen will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Baker on the deep right wing. Now hands it off to Majors on the right wing. To Christensen across the dotted line. To Baker, passed up the three, pans out to the left wing. Now Majors down the right lane, kicks it off to West in the right corner. Now Pinkston will take it to the hoop, puts up the shot, blocked. And Ashman Walls comes away with it. To Sydney Ashman. Ashman to Rainer Small, gets it inside to Haley. Now Laws puts it out and got it. 5 points for Ashland Laws. Christensen dribbles to the left wing, down in the left corner, kicks it out to Pinkston. Pinkston down in the left corner, tried to go underneath to Christensen and throws the ball out of bounds. As in for Scottsdale County comes Taylor Roberts, and Sydney Ashman will sit down. Baker will sit down as Michaela Teeter checks back in for Atlanta. To Wilson, to Raina Small. Small will bring across the timeline, and Wilson on the right wing. The Small at top of the key, high post, Laws. Now Roberts for three off the left wing, no good. And rebound comes off to Majors made the layup. That Teeter is the one who got the rebound and started that whole thing. So Haley has it along the right baseline. Now Wilson for three, no good. And the rebound comes out to Majors. She's going to take it to herself and missed a wide open layup. Rebound taken by Atlanta as they get it out on the right wing. That's the stall. Majors gets it underneath the stall. Stall tried to put up a shot. Whistle and a foul, I think, is going to be on Laws, and so that's your fourth. So actually, that's right up. One was on Raina Small, so that is the second foul on Ashland Laws. As Kaylee Stahl at the line, first shot up, got it. First point of the night for Kaylee Stahl. The stall with one, looking for two. Ice it, fires it, and got it. 2 points for Kaylee Stahl. 59-22. Scott with the lead. Small to the right wing to Wilson. Back to Small. Back to Wilson on the right wing. Now to Small. Small to the free throw line to Roberts. Across the top of the key to Wilson. Inside to Haley. Off glass, got it. Madison Haley with 2 points. 61-22. Scott with the lead as Christensen gets the ball to Cammy West. West back to Christensen. Bad pass, stolen away by Haley. Haley will wait for help. Gets the ball to Traylon Wilson. Wilson has it at the top of the key. Now Small for three on the way. No good. And now the rebound. Majors had it. And then she was tied up by Traylon Wilson. Alternating possession stays with Atlanta as Baker will check back in. Also, Watson will check back in for the Lady Hornets. Cammy West will check out. So Teeter inbounds to Baker. Baker gives it to Watson on the left wing. Try to force it inside the stall. A whistle and a foul. Foul against Scottsdale County. We'll see who it's on. And they're going to call it on Haley. So four fouls on Maddie Haley. Watson will inbound underneath the own basket. As inbounds fast, slapped out of bounds by Laws. Out of the hands of Watson. So now Watson will inbound underneath the own basket. Watson looks for somebody. Gets the ball into Stahl. Stahl gets it to Majors, Majors to Baker. Now they're going to reload the offenses. Watson around the top of the key on the right wing. Kicks back to Baker, top of the key between the two circles. As Teeter with the basketball gives it to Majors. A 5-foot jumper, no good. Ashland Laws off the rebound. Laws will get the ball to Raina Small. Small across the timeline to Wilson on the left wing. To the right wing to Haley. Now Kyrie Colors, little 10-footer, got it. 4 points for Kyrie Colors. 63-22, Scott over the lead. Watson gives the ball into the corner to Teeter. Her three-pointer left it way short. And Madison Haley off the rebound. Across the timeline, gives it to Wilson. Now Small on the left wing to the left side of the circle to Haley. To Kyra Colors, couldn't hang on to it. The whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Kyra Colors. So Colors picks up her second personal foul. Shelby Stahl will check in for Atlanta. Madison Haley and Traylon Wilson both check out. As Kate Hatfield and J.C. Morris will check in for Skyler. 1:20 left to play in the third quarter. Baker gives the ball to Stahl. Now Watson, now Baker on the left wing. See Watson on the left wing. Try to get it in to Shelby Stahl. Battled away. Saved in by Kate Hatfield. They get it to Shelby Stahl off glass. And got it. 3 points for Shelby Stahl. J.C. Morris across the timeline. Small on the left wing. To Morris on the right side of the circle. Now Colors puts up the shot from 15. Missed it. And Watson off the rebound. Watson will bring it across the timeline to Baker on the right wing to Watson for three, full side. So Watson has 5 points, makes it 63-27. J.C. Morris, too small on the left wing. Now Morris on the right wing, inside to Laws. Laws in a double team, turns, puts up the shot, no good. Stahl off the rebound, gets it out to Baker. As Baker pulls up on the right wing. Tried to bounce pass inside to Stahl, stolen away by J.C. Morris. Morris gets it ahead to Small. Underneath it goes to Hatfield off glass. Got it. 19 points to Kate Hatfield. Kyle Pruitt, the buzzer, not answered. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Schuyler County 63, Atlanta 27. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always. A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. As we start the final 8 minutes, Schuyler County leading Atlanta 65-27. And Atlanta with the basketball as Watson will inbound to Christensen. Christensen gets the ball to Farmer on the right wing. Christensen on the right wing, dribbles between the two circles. Finds Pinkston on the right wing to get it inside the Majors, and Majors walk with it. So Skyler with the basketball as Sidney Asherman gets it in to J.C. Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline to Sidney Asherman, high post, Asherman Laws. McKinley Asherman gets it over to Morris. Morris trying to make a move, stepping through a double team, and she's fouled, and she kind of did a belly flop on the floor. She's up. She's going to be all right. Yes, the foul is going to be on Amy Young. That's her third. So J.C. Morris will inbound underneath her own basket. Morris to Sydney Ashman in the right corner. Sydney back to J.C. Throw a three. No good. And rebound taken out by Christensen. Brings the ball across the timeline. Gets the ball to Amy Young. Amy Young steps to a double team. Put it up. Moves good. And Kate Hatfield off of the rebound. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. And that's her fourth. So four fouls on Kate Hatfield. Pinkston will inbound to Christensen at the backs off into the left corner. She's using a double team between Laws and Morris. They cause the turnover, so it'll be J.C. Morris to inbound. As Morris gives it to Sydney Ashman. Sydney Ashman will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Morris at the dotted line. Kicks it back out to McKinley on the right wing. McKinley underneath the Kate Hatfield puts it up and in. 21 points for Kate Hatfield. But Teeter. Well, that's Christensen across the timeline. Now Majors running 10-footer, banks it home. That's 9 points for Kylie Majors. Here comes Morris to the right wing. Kicks it out to Ashman, top of the key. Now McKinley Ashman on the left wing to Morris. Morris again tried to go inside, and again she's kind of tripped up, hits the deck. The ball comes away to Atlanta. Majors put up a shot, missed it, and McKinley Ashman off the rebound. Gets it down to Laws. Now J.C. Morris coming along the baseline. Got a pass from Laws, put up a shot, missed it. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Amy Young, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Amy Young, and J.C. Morris will be at the line to shoot two. Five, looking for six. Got it. 6 points for J.C. Morris. Now into the ball game. And I'll try to find the number there. J.C. Morris, second free throw is good. Over Schuyler County. I should know who that is. And I do not see a number 42. Anyway, 42 is in the ball game. So Small gives it to Wilson on the right wing. Now in the Small, free throw line to Wilson. The Kyra Colors kicks it over on the left wing to Ashman. Ashman stops, pops from 10. No good. Adam. Rebound, Schuyler County, put back, no good. The foul's going to be on Majors. Okay, I think it's Darla Dixon, maybe. Shots up, no good. 3 points for Majors. Shelby Stahl will check in. Watson will check back in for Atlanta. As I think Darla Dixon shots up, no good. And Watson comes off the rebound. Watson will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now almost stood right to Wilson. Batted away by Majors, picked up by Christensen. Now Watson on the right wing. In a double team, looks for somebody. And a pass slapped out of bounds by Raina Small. Haley will check in, and McKinley Ashman will check out. Christensen gives it to Watson on the right wing. Watson kicks it over to Pinkston between the two circles on the left wing. Now Majors takes it down to the dotted line, puts up the shot, and there's a foul on somebody. The foul is going to be on Traylon Wilson. So second foul on Traylon Wilson. Majors at the line with 9, looking for 10. Shots up, got it. 10 points for Kylie Majors. Makes it 69-30. With 2:20 and counting left to play in the game. As Majors' second free throw on the way, missed it. And out with a rebound comes Raina Small. As Small will bring it across the timeline. Tyra Colors gets it into Dixon. Off glass, got it. 42. That's 2 points to Carla Dixon. And now the pass from Atlanta from Pinkston, intended to get it to Majors, batted out of bounds by Wilson. It'll be Atlanta basketball as Kyra Cullors checks out. Carla Dixon still in the ball game. The three-pointer by Majors out of the left corner, no good. And off the rebound, Raina Small. As Small tried to get it ahead to Kelsey Tallman. And it's batted out of bounds. It'll be Skyler basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As back in the ball game, Kaylee Stahl. And out of the ball game will come Pinkston. Also back in the ball game for Atlanta, Cammy West. And Christensen will check out. As now we're under a minute left to play. Skyler gets the ball in bounds. That's Small. With the, on the right wing, gets into Tallman between the two circles to Small. Now Roberts in the right corner to Small on the right wing. Small gets back to Tallman between the two circles. Back to Small. Small will take it to the right wing. Now Roberts on the right wing. To Small. Bounce pass to Haley on the left wing. To Small. To Tallman on the left wing. As Tallman gives it back to Small. Now Haley back to Small. Top of the key. Roberts trying to get it inside to Dixon. Batted out of bounds. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Skyler basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket with 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5, 4. As Amy Young will check back in with 2, with 1. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Skyler County 71, from Atlanta 30. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMAN Sports.
Jackson Hewitt needs you to know 3 things about filing taxes this year. 1, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table. 2, you have to file for them to make sure you get the right amount. 3, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help track down every credit you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, going to school, and so much more. You don't want to miss out on thousands. Jackson Hewitt knows that. Discover thousands in tax credits and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. But an estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
And welcome back, everybody, to Skyler County R1 High School. It's the final as the Skyler County ladies win their 12th game of the year by defeating Atlanta 71-30. And let's take a look at the scoring first for Skyler County. Sydney Ashelman with 10 points. McKinley Ashelman with 13. Ashton Laws with 5. Raina Small with 5. Traylon Wilson with 2. Jesse Morris with 7. Madison Haley with 2. Kyra Cullors with 4. Kate Hatfield with 21. And Carla Dixon with 2 points. For Atlanta, Kaylee Stahl with 2 points. Maddie Pinkston with 2. Bailey Watson with 5. Kylie Majors with 10. Sylvie Christensen with 5 points. Shelby Stoll with 3. And Amy Young with 3 points. Schuyler County led 22-8 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Atlanta 28-6 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 50-14 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 13. Schuyler led 63-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Schuyler outscoring Atlanta 8-3. And the Lady Rams won it 71-30. Schuyler County 12-1. Atlanta girls 8-8. It's courtwarming here tonight at Schuyler County High School, so we'll have an extended halftime, and I'll be back with the boys' game probably in about 15 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Okay, Donnie, thank you very much. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors, and they include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, The Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Hawkins, Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis.